You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Pridecast with Jonathan Bennett
and James Vaughn
on iHeartRadio. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the host of Pridecast, the one and only Jonathan Bennett, coming to you live. Well, kind of live. We pre-recorded it, but you're listening to it live here on Pridecast on iHeartRadio. I am so excited because today's episode is so special. My husband, James, is shooting right now. He's filming a TV show, so he can't be here. But since my new movie on Hallmark Channel comes out this weekend, I thought, who better to host with me this episode and to be my guest on this episode than my co-star and romantic love interest, my husband on screen, George Crissa. So today's episode is so special because we're going to be talking all things gay Hallmark Channel. And I know I said those words together, gay Hallmark Channel. What a time to be alive. What a time for representation. This man that I'm about to bring on is such a great person. I worked with him and got to know him so well, and I can't speak highly enough about him. He's just the real deal. He's talented. He's kind. He's a blast to be with on set. And we're going to talk about making our new Hallmark Channel original movie for Countdown to Christmas, The Holiday Sitter. So, which is the first LGBTQ plus led rom-com for Christmas on Hallmark Channel. That's right. The first LGBTQ plus led rom-com for Hallmark Channel for Christmas. We're making history. And right now we're going to talk to my co-star, the one and only talented George Crissa. Hello, George.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Do you like that intro? Because I know, George, of all things that you love George the most. And so I thought giving you a nice intro, you would love it.
Well, if there's one thing I'm a sucker for, it's compliments.
But it's true. Like on set, if George was having, like, this is true because we work together so much that we like learn each other's quirks. And like, if I do something and I don't think it's funny, I have to turn to George and he has to be like, no, it was really funny. That was really funny.
It worked. Everyone was laughing.
Oh, everyone was laughing at the monitor.
The acoustics in the room were weird, but you just couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Everyone was laughing.
And then like he would do a take and I'm like, oh my gosh, you look so handsome in that take. You did so great. And he's like, really? And I'm like, absolutely. So we learned each other's insecurities and quirks along the way, which was really fun. George, you're joining us from, where are you right now?
Toronto. Well, just outside of Toronto.
In Canada. Right, but where? What little town are you in?
Oh, I'm in a little town called Stratford.
Ooh!
Home of the world-renowned Stratford Festival. And home of me and Ryan and my dog.
You and your husband and your dog. Or your fiancé,
yes.
Which we'll get into. But I think before we start talking about the magic that is The Holiday Sitter, our new movie coming out December 11th on Hallmark Channel. I think we want to deep dive into you, George. I want to talk. I want the listeners to get to know you like I got to know you, because you're just such a good person. And I think people are going to watch this movie and fall in love with you.
Sweet. Thank you.
It's all lies. It's all it's like,
this
lies.
Is just, this you've is... never been this nice to me in my life.
Yeah. You don't mean that, do you?
You don't, think that I'm nice, do you? Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
You don't think I'm pretty, do you?
What guys, specifically had, about me do you think is pretty? Oh,
guys, we had so much fun on set. But so, George, you grew up in a tiny little town.
Yes,
and it was almost like a Hallmark Channel movie where you grew up. Like, tell everyone about where you grew up, because I think it's fascinating, and like what you did for a living, because I think it's really adorable.
Where
you worked.
Where I worked.
Because your parents owned it.
Yes, I'm originally from a very small town in Saskatchewan, Canada, called Lashburn. Population 750 when I lived there, but I think some people left, so I think it's 700 now. my parents still live there. And that's where I grew up. I went to school there. I played guitar in the school band. It wasn't a big enough school. It was only like 160 kids, grade 7 to 12. My graduating class had 12 kids in it.
Jeez, oh, Pete's. Are
yeah, you serious? So this is a true story.
This is like a Hallmark town. Kinda. Smaller.
It's smaller. but there, it was my 10-year high school reunion some time ago.
Yeah.
And only half of the class could make it. So the six of us went to Starbucks.
Are you kidding? The yeah. six of you?
The six of, yeah. There's a picture
of
us.
Do you have a Starbucks in Lashburn, or did you have to
make
somewhere else?
No, it was, it's like half an hour away. Lashburn is like half an hour from a town called Lloydminster. Yep. And so there was like, that's where I grew up swimming. So that's where I swam. That's where I did music lessons. That's where I did voice lessons.
Now we do a lot of Starbucks runs on the set. Speaking yes. of Starbucks. Pop quiz for you, George, since we've drank Starbucks together 1,000 times. Uh-huh. What's my Starbucks order?
Iced coffee.
Duh. I'm gay. Duh. Anything in it?
Yes. I want to say just no.
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 Nothing.
Oat milk?
Well, nothing? Sometimes oat milk. Sometimes
I thought it was oat milk.
Yeah. Sometimes we wanted a splash of oat milk to cut the taste.
Yeah.
But majority of the time, just plain black.
Okay, from my memory, I remember it not being completely black, but
yeah, there's a little oat milk in it sometimes.
Some oat milk. Okay.
Well, that's it depends. This is my fourth of the if it's like my fourth coffee of the day because we're filming.
I don't know how you're not just like shaking all the time.
Oh, I am. That's what makes me a good actor. it's the anxiety riddled acting that makes me funny. It's not the talent. It really is. Now, you grew up in this little town, but I think it's so.
Yes.
Adorable. You worked at the general store.
No, so my mom owned
the general store
with her business partner Gail, Lashburn Corner Store.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
And it's
a movie.
It used to be the old pharmacy. It's on Main Street, which is the only street in town that has sidewalks.
Oh my gosh.
So I worked there. I worked the till and I stocked the shelves and I worked. There was a little kitchen. It was like, it was a kind of a catch-all store. There was,
you made pizzas.
I made pizzas. I made subs. I personally,
it's like a movie.
Well, I think that I made the best pizzas because the thing is you have to take the toppings close enough to the crust that you don't have to like, you could eat the crust if you wanted to, but if you ate the toppings off of it, you wouldn't be bogged down with
right.
crust.
No, totally. Yeah. I mean, this is, riveting. It really is. You and your pizza making in Lashburn. I mean,
and so,
you told
me
this story
in high
and
school.
I thought it was hilarious. Like that you just lived in this like Hallmark town growing up. Mm-hmm. And then you went on to be, because we bonded the first second I think we met over musical theater because we are both musical theater freaks. And you have done quite a lot of musical theater. You went to college and you're a voice major? Was that
it? Yeah, so I went to Grant McEwen College in Edmonton, which to me, like, Edmonton was the big city, which I don't know, most people listening probably won't know where Edmonton is.
No.
But it's not a very big city. But I remember the first time I went there, for like, went into my dorm because I was about to start college like that week, and I had never like really taken a bus before. So I, but I was like too nervous to like take the bus. So I stood at the bus stop and I was like waiting for the bus to go by because I was going to take a practice run to get to my campus. And I stood there waiting for the bus and he just drove right past me. And then I was like, oh God, this isn't going to work. So I went to Harvey's and I got a couple of burgers and I was fine.
A riveting story. You should save that for a talk show.
No,
the first time you're on a talk show, George, I want you to use this story because it's absolutely riveting. But tell me about the shows you did in college, because you did some shows in college, but tell me more so about Stratford Festival, because
yeah, so,
I love it.
Well, so I went to college for music and then I decided that I wanted to be an actor. And I like worked in Edmonton. I sang in a corporate band and we did special events and functions and that sort of thing. And then I decided I wanted to act. So stop looking at me like that. Stop it.
Tell us more about the corporate band. Oh,
no. I swear I'm not as podunk as you make me sound.
No, it's brilliant. I love it. Keep going.
Well, we did. We did like special events and functions and it was cool. We got to travel. I went to New Orleans. I went to California. Good Lord. Ugh. Thank you for having me. This has been very fun.
No, that's what I love about you so much. It's George. Like, he literally is this like kid from this podunk town in the middle of nowhere in Canada. And he's, every time he sees anything, he's like, ooh, a bus. I'm like, yes, George, there are buses.
I didn't go on buses. Like, we walked down the middle of the road because there was no sidewalks. And if cars drove, like, because you know, sometimes a car would drive by, they just kind of drive around you and you'd wave and then and then you keep going.
So tell us about Stratford Theater Festival, because love that.
So yeah, I worked at the Stratford Festival. I did the Rocky Horror Show, and in which I played Rocky,
obviously.
Yes, and I was spray tanned for the year and starving for the year, which is really fun. And but what's really fun about I worked at the Stratford Festival, and there's another one just in Niagara-on-the-Lake called the Shaw Festival, which is also a big deal in Canadian theater. And what's really fun about these festivals is they work in reps, so you get to do two shows at once. So while we were doing Rocky Horror, the cast was crossed with the Music Man. So like in the afternoon, we'd be like done up to the neck in our, because I was in the barbershop quartet with a couple other guys who were also in Rocky Horror, and the guy who played Riff Raff and the guy who played Brad. And so like we were all basically naked and running around and rubbing on each other in Rocky Horror, and then we'd come and get done up in our little barbershop outfits. And so it was really cool to get to do like such opposite things at the same time.
Yeah.
But because they were so opposite, it was really, it's like these festivals are like theater boot camp. They're like acting boot camp. You learn so much, because on top of those like the two shows that you're doing, there's workshops and director's projects and concerts and all sorts of things. So you're like learning all of these different things at the same time, and it's fantastic. Some huge people have performed at the festival. Maggie Smith has been here.
Heard of her?
Yeah, Christopher Plummer.
Heard of him?
Has been here. He was here in 2012.
Mm-hmm. George Crissa.
George Crissa was there.
George Crissa.
Danielle Wade, who was she was in our Music Man. She was Marion Peru. She was in the first national tour of Mean Girls. She played Katie.
I don't know what that movie is. I've heard of it though, but no.
You haven't heard? No, you haven't seen it?
Mean Girls, I think something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like it.
I think you'd like it. It's sweet. Yeah. but yeah, lots of like some Broadway people, Shalina Kennedy, Paul Nolan, all sorts of people have been here. So it's a very cool place.
I love it. Now, have you wanted to be an actor since you were a little kid or?
Yes.
What? Yes. Okay, good. Next question. Yes.
It's funny, actually. I grew up in this very small town, and there wasn't a lot to do, but I loved movies. I loved old musicals. I loved Sound of Music and My Fair Lady and Wizard of Oz. And so those were kind of like I just found them so wonderful. It's such an escape. And like since I was a little kid, I wanted to be an actor. Like I wrote in my journal, I have it somewhere, when I was in like grade two, and we had to say like, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a whatever. And for mine, I was like, when I grow up, I want to be an actor. And if I'm not an actor, I want to be a singer. And
I mean, dreams do come true.
Now I get to
do both.
Really
do. You have one of the best voices in the world. Like I love listening to you sing. And on set every day, I would make you sing all the time because we're just musical theater nerds like that. And then we would sing on the drives to and from work.
Yes.
Our movie's coming out this weekend, our Christmas movie. So maybe we're going to have you sing some Christmas songs later, but we'll get into that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk all things The Holiday Sitter.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
George,
yes,
you and I star as Sam and Jason in The Holiday Sitter on Hallmark Channel coming out this weekend. We have so much to talk about this movie, but I think the best thing to do is if you know, just like Maria von Trapp would say, let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
When you read.
And you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with sing it.
Do, re, mi.
No, but do, my do is up here. Yours is down here. This is my no. That's your no.
No.
No. There.
No.
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 No. Gosh. Oh,
well,
man.
Well, I just heard everyone click their radios off.
Yeah, and wait, this is how Pridecast got shut down. Fantastic. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. So okay. you got an audition. I want to hear about the audition. Like, you got the audition for this movie and it came into you, and what did you think when you read it?
Well, when I first saw it, I was like, oh cool, Jonathan Bennett is doing this movie. And then so I read it and it was really sweet and really charming, and I was like, oh, this would be a great part for me, but I mean, they're obviously going to hire someone who's famous. They could pick anybody in the world for this part. Like, it's, you know, it's fun. So like I did my tape and I sent it off. And what's funny actually is I sent it off and I was like, man, you know, I think I probably could have done that better. I was this close to writing my agent and be like, listen, I think I did a sloppy job on this tape. Can I just like try again and send it off? But then I was like, nope. You make your choices and you stand by them. So I was very shocked when I got the call that y'all were interested.
When you read the breakdown in the audition that came through in the script, did you know immediately that it was for a gay couple?
Yeah, because it said right there in the breakdown, it said Jonathan Bennett stars in this first of its kind. I can't remember exactly what it said, but something
Yeah.
along those lines. And
How
I
did
was
it
like,
feel reading that, like
well,
being a queer gay man?
yeah, it was so cool because oftentimes, like I've played mostly, actually, this is the first gay character I've ever played. So, like, it's not that you second guess everything that you do, but there's like a little voice in the back of your head that's like, will this read as gay
Yep.
if I say it like this? And what was so cool about doing the audition and then going on to shoot the movie was I never thought about that.
Yep,
Because
absolutely.
I got to just be myself, which was like so freeing and something that I've actually never really experienced, which is kind of sad to say. Because yeah, like I mean, I love playing straight characters. I've done it a lot and I hope to do it mo again. Yeah, it's like it was just that like little extra bit of freedom that I haven't had before.
Man, I identify with that so much because my whole life until I came out, it especially even after I came out, like when you're reading for straight characters as gay actors, I don't care. Like from my experience at least, which seems like yours, it's there's always something in the back of your mind that's telling you like, hey, butch it up. Hey, did that come across gay? And it's so stupid because some of my best friends who are straight are the gayest people I know.
Yeah.
And so, like, this whole thing of masculinity and what that means has evolved to such a great place, I think, because, like, there is no such thing as something being too straight or too gay. It's just, there's only what is, you know? And what is this person breathing alive in this moment saying these lines. And so, you know, I know when I did a movie called Wedding of a Lifetime with Brooke Dorsey, and my character was straight in it, and it had a lot of physical comedy and a lot of like gags that I wanted to do. And the old me would have been like, ooh, be careful when you're doing the comedy that you don't come off gay. But what I realized is Brooke and him, our characters are best friends and they love each other. And so they are silly around each other. And they act like best friends half the time, and then they act like lovers. So I just went in with that attitude and didn't think about it once. And it was the most, probably one of my best performances I've ever done on camera, and probably one of my favorite roles that were straight that I filmed because it was so freeing. Because I think we're getting away from that idea of like, ooh, don't be too gay, don't be too this, you
Well, and
know?
what's so cool about this next generation coming up is that it doesn't seem to matter
Right.
as much. Like, people are openly everything.
Yes.
And it's like, God, I mean, I grew up in a small town in Saskatchewan, and as far as I know, I'm still the only gay person that came out of there. I'm sure that's not true, but I'm the only one that I know
Right.
of. And like, there was a GSA for a little while, but I wasn't going to join it. Are you kidding? Like, I made the conscious decision when I was in high school not to come out because I was like, I'm not going to make the last couple years of high school harder by coming out when I could just like do it in college like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
Yeah.
obviously a different time too, right? Like that's what happens with a lot of us that are from these small towns, myself included, you know, like we're scared because we don't want the pressure of having to be someone else during high school. Like being our true self would be bullied so much that it's easier to just pretend and not say anything. So, which is super sad. But what's great is that there's a huge shift in young people these days where it's much different. So they're going to have a different experience than we did, and thank God. But so you did your audition and you sent it in. Now, I'm going to tell you my point of view from watching George's audition. George, I've been talking with the producers and the network, and I'm like, we're never going to find a Jason. We're never going to find a Jason because our Jason has to have all these qualities. He has to be hunky. He's got to be handsome. He's got to be at least as tall as me. He's got to be muscular. He's got to have blue eyes because I have brown eyes and we need to look really different on camera. He's got to have good comedic timing, be really good with like charming and romantic stuff. And he's got to be Canadian. Oh, and out and gay. Those were the things we were like looking for. And I was like, there's no way, because we're shooting in Canada, he has to be a Canadian. There's all these rules we have to follow and all these characteristics that this character has to have. And I'm like, we're never going to find him. Like, it's we're asking for a unicorn and it doesn't exist. And I was sitting there watching hundreds of audition tapes. And I remember the day I was off for the day shooting a different movie and I was watching the tapes. And this idiot, George Crisa, pops up on camera and his back is facing to the camera in his audition. And he turns around and smiles. And I was like, uh-oh. I literally held my breath. And I was like, please, when you speak, just be good. Like, that's all I was thinking. Because you turned around and you were the exact Jason in my head that I have had since I wrote this movie from day one. It was exactly the look and the feel of who I wanted. And I was like, please just let him be good when he opens his mouth, please. And I held my breath and you started doing the scene and you got done with the first scene. And I literally just sat there frozen and let the tape play. And I was like, okay, please let the second scene be good. And you did a costume change and showed off your muscles.
I took my flannel off.
Yeah, you showed off your muscles. And then he did the second scene and was so charming and so funny. I picked up my phone and I called James first and I go, babe, we found him. And I sent James your tape immediately. And then I sent it. And then I called the producers and I was like, we found our guy, George Crisa. Look him up. And so getting to see you on that tape made me so excited for the movie we were going to shoot. So we found our unicorn and his name is George Crisa and he's fantastic in this movie. So we get to set, George, and we get to shoot this movie. Let's talk about filming The Holiday Sitter for Hallmark Channel when we come back.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, so George, we're on set for 3 weeks together.
Yes.
Shooting a movie. We laughed, we cried, fun was had. What was it like for you once you booked the role and, you know, that day one you show up to set?
Well, it was...
Or even the week before.
It was on it. Well, because, yeah, I came a little bit early and we read lines and what was so... Just to compliment you for a little while.
Oh, yes, please. Take all the time you want.
What was so wonderful about the whole experience truly was working with you, because this was obviously a very big deal for me. It was my first lead. That's my first lead for Hallmark Channel. And so I really wanted to do a good job. And I remember, I don't think I told you this, but so I followed you on Instagram, and then you followed me back after, like, before we ever talked, and like it was after I got the job, and I screen capped it, and I was like, Brian, Jonathan Bennett just followed me on Instagram. It's real. and then I think you messaged me right away, and I was like, I think I said to Brian, I was like, oh my god, what do? Jonathan Bennett just messaged me on Instagram. And then I think I messaged you back, and then you called me.
Yeah, immediately. I was like, as soon as we cast you and locked in the deal, I was like, I need to talk to him immediately, because I had so much anxiety about finding the right George or the right Jason for this movie that, like, when we found him, it was like, I had to talk to you.
Well, and so you called, and I didn't answer right away, because I was like, oh my God, Brian, what do I do? Do I answer it? Do I call me? And so I was like, okay, pull it together, because, like, I mean, obviously Mean Girls is one of my favorite movies growing up. I think I told you this too.
A huge Jonathan Bennett fan. I get it.
I had a Mean Girls themed birthday party when I was 21. That's true.
You did.
My friend Janessa has it somewhere. We made a burn book.
Yep.
Because I like to make crafts. I know, I'm so lame.
I love it.
It's fine. I am who
You're
I am.
Perfect. You're perfect.
And so,
so you're a huge fan, obsessed with me. I get it.
Yeah.
And then here I am calling you on the phone.
Yeah. And then you called me on the phone, and but you were immediately so kind, and you're like, listen, you were the first choice. Like, I know that sometimes you can go into something ready to overthink it, but you're like, just you're perfect for this. Like, you were first choice. We're so happy to have you. And just having like someone who I know of and respect so much be so instantly kind and welcoming. And like, because it's been my experience that some people with your level of success aren't always the most kind. I mean, they're not mm-hmm. unkind, but they're
not as warm
and welcoming. So and then I went to Vancouver for like a few days early, and I met you in the lobby, gave you a great big hug, and we got to chat and run things. So like before we even started, I felt 10 out of 10 like confident and good, and like and then when we actually and then my first the first shot on the first day, you weren't even in. So like I got to find my footing, and like mm-hmm. And I think
before the tornado shows up, right? Yeah. You had to like
nice moment of calm before the inevitable 3-week storm.
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you, I'm a tornado on set. But I remember saying to you when we were rehearsing it, because we ran our lines a ton before we even started shooting the entire movie, because we wanted to like really have it down and have our chemistry really like working, so we like knew how each other sounded when they talked, like mm-hmm. it's very important. And so what I loved is you were trying to figure out one day, because you had done so many plays and so much theater, you were trying to find out, I think one day you were figuring out like what it looks like for like this character, like how other people would do it, or how you should play Jason. And I had to stop and remind you. And I was like, you're not playing Jason, honey. You are Jason. Like mm-hmm. George standing there saying the lines, that's Jason. Like, you don't need to do anything but find your mark mm-hmm. and say your lines. And you're cast because you are you. And so that was really fun for us when you find someone that is the character. From a producing standpoint, that just like, you don't need to do anything, just stand there and say your words mm-hmm. and it all just comes together. And so then we go to our first day on set, and we're filming. What was our first scene? Do you remember?
Oh, our first scene. Well, the first scene I did was at the general store.
Right. And then
Oh
no, we did the walking the around.
Marking. And the little Christmas market.
Market.
And I think you did the
reindeer toss. Yes.
Yeah, the reindeer toss moment.
Yes. And I remember it was really fun because I love being with you on set, because as someone that puffs cigarette and goes, I've been doing this a long time, kid. As someone that's been doing this for a long time, kid, this, like, being with you on set the first day, on your first day, was really fun because you really, your excitement to be there, but also your little bit of jitters and nervousness at first, which everyone has, and I have it too. You know, it was fun to watch because it reminded me of how exciting it is what we do. So that was really fun.
Because, I mean, I've done some stuff. Like, I haven't done nothing. Like, I've been in things and stuff. But, like, just to be able to do this job, like, to be able to be an actor is so much work. And it's so much time and dedication. And I know how many people really want to do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, even, like, just who really want to do it, and a lot of people don't have these chances that some people have. So I will never take an experience for granted, whether it's theater or film, because we're so lucky to be able to tell stories, and like we're so lucky for people to even want to spend their time or their money to watch us tell stories. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like we're so fortunate to be able to do that. So
So we're on set, and we had such a great director. We had Ali Liebert. We had such a great producer. We had Maura. We had great writers. We had Tracy and Greg. Everyone was queer. We were on set, and everybody was queer on the creative side. What was that like for you?
That was a first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it goes to the what we were saying before about feeling comfortable and not coming off as too gay or too whatever.
Right.
It's like we've all had that kind of experience where we had to hide something about ourselves to fit in. Like, you know, Ali's a wonderful actress and brilliant director. But like, so she's been on both sides of it, having to like be herself. And so like, it was so fun. Gay people are literally the most fun and hilarious people in the world.
Yeah, queer people are the most fun. And I don't want to say we're the superior species, but we're the funniest. I'll say that. Okay, we're funnier. Uh-huh. Because no one ever says, oh, my boring gay best friend. Like, no one ever is like, oh, have you met my gay BFF? He's so boring. Like, no they're hilarious and we're charming and ridiculous. And that's what makes us so fun to be around. So like, you have this whole cast and crew that are all queer, and we're on set, and in between the takes shooting this movie, we're like listening to RuPaul's Drag Race songs, and we're like having walk-offs. And I like looked at you one day and I was like, this is a Hallmark Christmas movie and everyone's gay. Like, this is such a moment in time that is so cool. And I want to talk a little bit about how hilarious I am in the movie.
Hey, listen, I hate to give you a compliment, so funny. But
no,
you're very funny.
Tell everyone how funny I am in the movie.
Okay, so very.
I'll do it because, because it's only an hour long show. So I'll tell everyone I'm hilarious in the movie, but so is George. But the reason our comedic chemistry and the reason our chemistry, I think, is so good on camera, like I watched it, I watch moments at the end that are very special and intimate between the two of us. I watch moments throughout the movie that are intimate and hilarious between us. And our chemistry is probably my favorite chemistry I've ever seen on camera with somebody. And I think the reason we have such a good comedic chemistry together on camera is because what we were doing, which is creating the first LGBTQ+ rom-com for Hallmark Channel, wasn't lost on the two of us every single day that we showed up to work. Like, we would stand there. Like, I remember we're doing our meet cute scene, and the meet cute scene, I like fall backwards and you literally catch me like a traditional rom-com meet cute. And I remember when we went to shoot that scene, we were both really excited because we looked at each other and we're like, we're about to shoot
the first gay meet cute in a Christmas movie for Hallmark. And that had so much weight to it, mm-hmm. but so much excitement behind it. So in our eyes, when we're looking at each other, there's like a vibration of excitement of being the first to get to do this in every single scene. Mm-hmm. And so there's just this like kind of vibration between the two of us on camera of like excitement of being these trailblazers in this space.
Well, and what also added to the excitement, speaking to you being very funny, is I never really knew what you were going to do. So like, it was also just like, you know, it was impossible not to be in the moment because I didn't know what was going to happen. And so it was like, you know, that energy was there too.
That energy was there. Well, it's all comedy, George. It really is. Ask me what the secret to comedy is.
What's the secret to
timing? We have fun here, don't we? We really do. It was such a fun experience. And mm-hmm. there's a couple scenes in the movie that are my favorite, but I'm going to tell you my favorite scene when we come back after this break.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, so George, let's tell everyone about our new movie, The Holiday Sitter. So this movie is so much fun. It was inspired by the movie that was one of my favorites growing up, which is Uncle Buck. And I love the idea of an uncle having to take care of his niece and nephew that he doesn't really know. So when I pitched this to Hallmark, I said, what if we did Uncle Buck, the idea of Uncle Buck, but we made him gay? And they loved the idea and they jumped on it. And so, you know, The Holiday Sitter was born. And the story takes place. It's about my character, Sam, who is a workaholic bachelor living the high life in New York City. And his sister is adopting and her husband are adopting a new baby. And the birth mother goes into labor right before the holidays. And they try to call everyone on their list to come and watch their two kids, Miles and Danya, while they go get the new baby from the birth mother. But they have no one that is available. And Sam, my character, is the last person on the list, like the dead last person on the list. And they have no other choice but to call me and have me come home for the holidays and watch the two kids. So reluctantly, I go home, watch my niece and nephew, and have to put on Christmas for them as a bachelor, eternal bachelor that has never done Christmas, doesn't really like Christmas, and doesn't really want a family. And in doing that, I meet Jason, who's George Chris's character, who is the handsome, hunky contractor building the addition onto the house. And I'm not going to say we fall in love, but sparks fly. We'll say that. And you'll have to see what happens. But sparks fly. And I end up hiring him as an uncle consultant because I'm not good at uncling or gunkling. And so I hire George to help me take care of these kids and put on a Christmas. And through doing that, we kind of learn a lot about each other and learn a lot about what it means to be a family. And the movie is so magical. It is so funny, has so much heart and humor in it. It's filled with love, but it's hilarious. And it has so many great messages in it. I think The Holiday Sitter is easily going to be one of these classic movies that people watch every year. And in doing the movie, there we have all these amazing scenes where we talk about real issues, because what's so great about Hallmark Channel in what they have done for queer people is they've created a safe place for queer people to tell stories. And that's how it feels for me. I know it's how it felt for George and all the producers and everyone involved and directors and all the crew, all the cast members, like having a safe place where we can tell stories and push ourselves and push our boundaries and get creative. It's really no other place like it in the world. There's nothing better in the world as an artist than having a place you can tell stories and be safe while you do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And it was such a great experience how much Hallmark Channel supported us throughout the whole process. And we have these really great scenes that really make you think and really identify with what it's like to be a gay man in 2022, trying to figure out life and figure out relationships and figure out love and figure out so many things. But, you know, The Holiday Sitter isn't a movie. We didn't set out, what I think people are going to really take away from this is we didn't set out to make a movie for queer people. We set out to make a really good holiday movie for everybody. It just happens that they're both men that fall in love. And so it's not a LGBTQ plus rom-com. It's just a rom-com. We just happen to have two dudes as the leads.
Yeah. And I think that comes across really well, because like it's the fact that they're gay and the fact that they're both men is a non-issue for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that the straight couple is adopting and one of the gay characters is adopting isn't an issue, and it isn't even addressed why. Well, they don't need a why. It's what they want to do.
Yeah. And so their families are just as excited for for everything as they are for the straight people. And it's just so, it's so nice to not have to, like, that no one's fighting for anything.
It just is. And the movie has so many great scenes in it, but one of my favorite scenes is something that we added as a real thing that happened to me as a child growing up with my house. We would sit by the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve every single night, and we would sing Silent Night, or we'd listen to Silent Night. And there is a great moment in this movie. It's the Silent Night scene. It's my favorite scene in the film. I don't want to give too much away, but at that moment, George Crissa, Jason here, sings a little Silent Night. And so because you are a Stratford Theater theater musical person with an amazing voice, can you give everyone a little preview and just give us Silent Night, please? Just a little bit. Here's a little preview. Go ahead, George. Doe is right here. I didn't prepare for this. Ooh.
I didn't warm up.
Okay, just give me a little.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. If you want more, you're gonna have to watch the movie.
There he goes. Wow, yay. His voice is so good.
Oh, thanks. What's just another compliment if you need it.
Go ahead.
More.
I do.
How much of yourself that you put into this movie in particular, and just like, and I, you know, I watched Wedding of a Lifetime, and like you put your whole self into it, like you watching you on set, like you were so you treated everybody the same, you were so kind to everybody, you created such a fun, boisterous, like energetic atmosphere on set, and it was like, it was really it was so nice to be there for that and to watch you do that, because I was like, oh, that's how I want to be. Like, that's how I want to be able to make people feel the way you make people feel. Because it was really something special that you created, and it was amazing to watch.
Thank you. Well, when you love what you do, you show up every day and you're so excited to be there. And if you're going to do these movies, put all yourself into them, because it's the only way to do it. All right. So, George, this is Pridecast.
Okay.
We talk about things like pride. Do you remember the first pride that you went to?
I do.
Tell me about it.
It was 2008. In Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh my God.
And it was wild. Because
how
I
many
never...
people were there?
Oh, like both gay people showed up. no, it was like
I went two of their friends.
There's a couple of their friends. Like I went with my because I had like just finished college. It was a 2-year program. But like I had like finally a group of gay friends, and we had so much fun together. And that was back when drinking was still fun. So we went to the beer gardens, and there was gay people everywhere. And drag
what was it
people.
Like to see that?
It was like, it was so freeing. It was so wild. It was so, exciting and like a little titillating, and you're like, oh, what if I meet someone? What if someone like thinks I'm cute? Like, what if, you know, what if I think someone's cute? Like, how exciting is that? And this is like, before, like, you know, when remember when you take like a cyber shot to the bar to take pictures, like before iPhones and stuff.
Yeah.
It was just all happening at once, and I didn't like, so yeah, it was really, really exciting. And I saw there was a drag queen that was like passed out in the middle of the day, kind of upside down.
Yeah.
On the steps in Nathan Phillips Square. I was like, wow, never saw that before.
Yeah. They had a blast.
Yeah. They're
having a great time. So pride means a lot of things to a lot of different people. What does pride mean to you?
Oh, I think that it's being able to live your life openly and authentically with whoever you choose, whether it's by yourself, whether it's with a partner, or if you want to get married. Like I feel that it's the ability to live your life how it's authentic to you, without judgment or without consequence, or just to be able to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. And it's funny because pride changes every day for every single person. And so, you know, what's fun is that maybe next year when we ask the same question, it might mean something different to you then as well.
Yeah.
Because I know pride changes to me every single day. What pride means hits differently depending on what I've learned and what I've gone through that day. So,
Well, and what's interesting too is because I live in Canada, and like, I mean, it's a, you know, an artistic community, like there's lots of openly gay people here. I forget that it's still an issue that like
in some parts of the world,
like just living openly is an act of defiance,
right?
You know? And so like, I think that it's important to just remember that, being who you are is just so important to so many people. Just being comfortable in who you are and in the life that you live. Can mean a lot to the people around you, for the young Georges and Jonathans growing up.
Yes.
You know,
you're never too much and you're always enough. Mm-hmm. You just being you in that moment, you're never too much and you're always enough, just being you on this planet Earth. And, you know, we talk a lot about on Pridecast why it's so great to be gay, because there's so many things in the world.
I love it.
Where
I love
where there's so many things in the world that, you know, try to say why it's not great, but we know those are all lies. So on Pridecast, we like to talk about what's the best part about being gay to you, or what do you love the most about being gay? Why do you think it's so great to be gay?
I feel like I have the best time all the time.
Yes. Like we said earlier, like we're just more fun. We're just more fun.
Like, yeah. Like I feel like I laugh constantly. Mm-hmm. Like the gay people in my life are truly the funniest people in the world. And we, like, when we get together, we just howl. Like every time we get together, I laugh until I cry.
Yep.
And so like, it's a blast.
It's a blast. Really, it's a blast. It's a blast.
And what's so fun, it's like you get to know yourself so well, because like having something that you're at first terrified of and then have to come to accept, and then you have to tell everybody that you know about it, like
how exhausting.
How strong of a person you have to be. Like every single gay person, whether they're out or not, or a queer person, or every single member of this community, has to be so brave in comparison to the people who haven't had to do this. And like, sometimes I feel sorry for people who haven't had to come to terms with parts of themselves. Because it's like, you learn just so much.
You learn so much about yourself and about who you are as a human.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's really well said. I've never heard anyone say that on Pridecast. That's a new answer. And I really, really like that. You know, we're talking a lot about things that are going on. We have this new movie at Hallmark Channel premiering December 11th, The Holiday Sitter. We're making strides and for representation on camera. It's just so amazing. But in order to look forward, we always have to look back. So we're going to do a little bit of gay history. Play the music. Each week, we look back at something that happened this week in gay history, because in order for us to look forward, we have to always remember where we came from. So, George, you're going to take the role of James Vaughn today, my husband, and say what happened this week in gay history, George.
Okay, this is a good one. This week in LGBTQ+ tongue twister history, December 8th, 1981. The New York City Gay Men's Chorus becomes the first openly gay musical group to play at Carnegie Hall with their Christmas concert. Woo-woo! Only 2 years later, after it was established, the New York City Gay Men's Chorus made its debut at Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall and then Carnegie Hall on December 8th, 1981. New York Times music critic Theodore W. Libby Jr., who noted that the concert had been sold out, considered the singers impressive, glowing, and vibrant, other words for gay.
we're expressive, glowing, and vibrant. Yes. Go on.
The amateur vocal ensemble continued to earn the respect of music critics and not only became a musical force, commissioning new works, but also became, for many, the face and voice of out gay men. 1 year later, Meg Christian and Chris Williamson became the first out lesbians to perform there. With the chorus's founding came a surge of gay and lesbian choral groups and the founding of the umbrella organization GALA Choruses, Gala Choruses, which stages an international festival with hundreds of choruses and thousands of singers every 4 years. How great is that?
So this week in gay history, the Gay Men's Chorus sang at Carnegie Hall.
Boom.
Do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Oh man, what a fun time. That is so cool. And each week we shine our big gay spotlight on members of the LGBTQ+ community that are doing extraordinary things for the community, whether they're famous or not. And this week I want to shine my big gay spotlight on someone that is kind of famous, but people are really going to know soon. And this week, I'm shining my big gay spotlight on George Crissa. Let me tell you, and let me tell you why. Because George Crissa came into this movie, The Holiday Sitter, And it was the first time he had been a number two on a call sheet for a movie like this. And let me tell you, we're shooting 15 days. We shoot for 15 days. We shoot 3 weeks. We shoot long hours. It's a ton of dialogue. And it's, you basically have the weight of the entire movie on your shoulders when you're number one and number two. And I was number one, of course, obviously. And then George was number two. And for George, he stepped up into this role that was not only, it's not only hard to do when you're doing, or, you know, a movie that where you're a straight couple, but to play this character and to be doing what we did and to be making history and be doing such a big job of being the first gay rom-com where we fall in love, that adds another level of stress onto you as an actor, because you know you're representing an entire community. And so for George to step in and deliver every single day the performance he delivered, and to show up to set excited, happy, knowing every single one of his scenes backwards and forwards, and to show up and really carry the weight of not just this character, but the entire community on his shoulders as the first time doing it, you would have thought he had been doing it for 100 years, because he's that good in it and he did it that well. And I'm going to tell you what you said to me, and I've told this before, but driving home our last day of filming, we wrapped, and George and I would always like to drive home together in the same car so we could talk about the day. And we're driving home and he saw the sunset overlooking Toronto. And as a jaded actor that's been doing this a long time, sometimes I forget how special what we do is. And George looked at me after we wrapped and we were very emotional, and he just goes, "Man, we are so lucky. And that will always stick in my head until the end of time, being reminded that what we do is not only special, but we are lucky to get to do it." So this week, I'm shining my big gay spotlight on George Crissa, because so many people are going to watch this movie and feel seen because they see you play Jason. So, George, congratulations. Tell everyone why they should go see our movie.
Because it's so funny. It's so heartwarming. There's so much love and family and Christmas, and it's going to be just a great time.
And because I'm really
funny.
And
because Jonathan is very really funny handsome. And handsome.
You're very handsome and I'm very funny. It's a perfect combination. George, thank you so much for coming to Pridecast. I love you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. But guess what? Everyone, go watch The Holiday Sitter on Hallmark Channel. Saturday or Sunday, December 11th. Watch Holiday Sitter, 8 p.m. All right. Bye, George.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.